U.S. and Iran clash as ceasefire is tested. Trump says the truce remains in force. The article looks at the latest clashes between the United States and Iran in the Strait of Hormuz, the fragile ceasefire, and the diplomacy unfolding as Washington awaits Tehran's response to a peace proposal to suspend blockades and reopen the strait to trade, a move that could reshape global oil routes and prices. U.S. and Iran clash in the Strait of Hormuz as the fragile ceasefire is at risk. Iran says it struck U.S. warships in retaliation. U.S. says it acted against unprovoked threats and the ceasefire stays in place. Iran reports missiles, drones, and small boats against U.S. ships. Washington says it destroyed external threats and hit Iranian military targets. Peace talks look at suspending blockades and reopening Hormuz to trade. With discussions possibly in Pakistan, the fighting disrupts oil routes, pushes up global energy prices, and leaves debates over uranium enrichment and who will control Strait traffic. Strait of Hormuz tensions escalate as U.S. and Iran exchange fire. What happened today? The United States and Iran engaged in new exchanges of fire near the Strait of Hormuz, threatening the fragile ceasefire that has been in place since last month. Tehran said it fired at American warships in retaliation for an attack on an Iranian flag tanker. U.S. officials argued the actions were unprovoked and said they responded accordingly. President Donald Trump maintained the ceasefire remained in effect, describing the day's events as a minor incident. According to the U.S. Central Command, Iranian forces launched missiles, drones, and small boats at three American destroyers moving through the strait. None of the U.S. ships were struck, while Washington confirmed strikes on Iranian military targets connected to the attacks. CENTCOM said the United States does not seek a wider war, but remains ready to protect its forces. Iran's retaliation and U.S. response. Officials note that the U.S. president characterized the ceasefire as functioning and portrayed the strikes as a small action. In later remarks shared online, he claimed U.S. ships had moved through Hormuz without incident and warned of stronger consequences if Iran does not accept any peace pathway. Iran's military command accused the United States of violating the truce by striking a tanker bound for Hormuz and another vessel near Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates. Tehran said it retaliated against American forces and claimed additional air and sea actions occurred in support of that retaliation. A government spokesman warned that Iran would respond decisively to any aggression and would not hesitate to defend national interests. Regional tensions and damage reports. Explosions were reported on Keshem Island, Bandar Abbas and in Tehran, triggering panic in the capital and coastal communities. Iranian state media later said life had returned to normal in the affected areas, though there were no confirmed reports of casualties. Israel's government reportedly indicated it had no role in the day's events. Iran, however, questioned possible involvement by the United Arab Emirates and warned that any such action would have consequences. Regional outlets cited claims of a covert UAE action near a Gulf port facility, though the veracity of those claims remained unconfirmed. Peace talks and the negotiation path. Days earlier, officials described a one-page proposal to suspend sanctions on Iranian ships and ports to reopen the strait to commercial traffic, while pausing hostilities for about 30 days to enable talks toward a broader peace agreement. The plan reportedly circulated to Iranian officials and negotiations could resume in Islamabad, Pakistan, a key mediator. Tehran indicated openness to discuss its nuclear program, while Washington pressed for greater control over the strait. The two sides were said to be considering a temporary easing of port sanctions for 30 days during talks. Remaining disputes include the future handling of Iran's enriched uranium and the storage of material, with Russia having offered to host stockpiles, and questions about the oversight of Hormuz traffic. Conclusion: the latest clashes around the Strait of Hormuz illustrate how quickly a fragile ceasefire can be strained, and how deeply global energy markets depend on this choke point. Without a credible path forward, disruptions to oil routes threaten to lift global oil prices and widen economic ripple effects. The most constructive route is renewed diplomacy, a clear commitment to suspend blockades, reopen the strait to trade, and implement a mutual 30-day pause to build trust and momentum for a broader peace framework. The proposed peace plan, including discussions on sanctions relief, traffic oversight, and potential talks on Iran's nuclear program, points toward a pathway hosted in a neutral setting such as Islamabad, with robust regional and international participation. Washington seeks verifiable guarantees and risk controls, while Tehran seeks greater control over traffic and assurances on sanctions. For stability to endure, the parties must embrace de-escalation, ensure verification, and establish a durable mechanism for managing traffic and disputes. If these elements hold, the Strait of Hormuz can shift from a theater of confrontation to a conduit for stable global commerce. Frequently asked questions: what sparked the latest clashes in the Strait of Hormuz? U.S. ships hit an Iranian tanker. Iran fired missiles, drones, and small boats at three U.S. destroyers. The U.S. says the strikes were not provoked. What did Trump say about the ceasefire? He says the ceasefire is in force and working. He called the actions a tap on the love. What is in the peace plan being discussed? It is a 14-point plan. It would suspend blockades on ships and ports. It would reopen the strait to trade and pause fighting for 30 days. Talks may touch Iran's nuclear program. Where could negotiations resume? In Islamabad, Pakistan. How does this affect global oil prices? Oil prices rise. The Strait of Hormuz is a key route. The crisis shakes markets and supplies.